Good morning.
Good morning at the 3100 mile race.
You know a lot about races, but this is the big one.
Yes, this is the big one that I will never do, but I come here every day because I can only be inspired by this race. And right now I am truly inspired by Ashby Hamill's performance. I saw him last year start the 10-day race, and I thought that boy is on some special record, which he did. He was doing 83 a day. This year I saw lap one, and I thought it's the same repeat of the 10-day race, even though this is bigger. And I've never seen Ashby Hamill go out so fast on lap one. And I thought, oh, he's after a record. Intuitively, I felt it. And to break down what he's doing for everybody, this boy is running 76 point something a day. And from day one, I've seen every record go of his predecessor, the Madhukran. And Ashby Hamill, to me, you know, my spiritual brother, is nothing but an incredible low-key champion.
Low-key champion is the key, that he really makes it look effortless, that he's floating along, but he's trying so hard.
Yeah, you see two aspects, or maybe three. When I come here, I come at all different times of the day, and Ashby Hamill sometimes shows it in his face, but he doesn't say it out loud. And the way he moves his body, the way he swings those arms, I can only relate to he's pulling in light, a force from above, which sometimes I do little things like that, but it's like once Sri Chinmoy said I was dancing when I was doing this kind of stuff, but it gives you joy. It gives you like a real freedom. And no, he's just different times of the day. Like I said, I see different aspects of him, and I only admire. He's relentless, and he's at flow, and he's got Grahak this year helping him, which he was concerned about his performance in the way of getting dehydrated. This year he's really been taking care of. Grahak's an incredible runner, and now an incredible helper for him.
Molly, do you have any personal stories about how Sri Chinmoy was so involved, engaged with running this race, your races?
I had an experience, I think it was around 2005 or maybe even a little earlier, but you yourself may not remember it, maybe you do, but he was on the other side here, and this particular day, many people were taking film, taking pictures, videoing. I was videoing. And he told Madonga to draw a line, and all the photographers were to stand behind it and to be removed from a close proximity to him. And I've never forgotten that day, because he said at that time, it was something like, you'll never know what I'm giving to these runners at that moment when I give them some food, some special, you know, offering. It's between the runner and him at that time, and we had to be back. And I realized this race is so sacred, it's so profound, and that these runners will always make it look easy. They're running incredible mileage a day, and at that moment when the teacher was here to give them something, we were not to be interfering. And I've always remembered that moment, because I, being not as professional as you, but in my little amateur way, love to video this race. I love to take home a memory and give it to them, or keep it for myself. But that moment, it's just so profound in my mind.
Okay. Well, you're here in the course now during the race. Is it different during the rest of the year when you come over and run by here?
Oh yeah, well, when I'm here most of the winter, it's full of a few inches of snow. But I do tap into the effort that they leave behind here. They're all, as we see every day, crying, smiling, laughing, and they leave some part of their journey here. And I reflect on it, I remember it. It's over 20 years. I train here sometimes myself 2 hours a day, and I go somewhere else. But the essence of what they're leaving, what Sri Chinmoy left here, it's here. As you see, it's this Utpal's been showing you. It's a course full of activity of people building. These men are building the school. They're digging up the road. And yet, you know, we're drawn to this activity every day of what the runners are up to, what they're doing. Yes, I find something so spiritual here. And I come every day.
Thank you.